This chazar is erinich of habachachet choshuang v'yom yehuda meseches kedushin daf mem zayin. Rav Ami had said earlier that the last part of the Mishnah is going on the second part of the Mishnah, and it's to be understood as saying that when the man tells the woman he is being mekadosh her with this date, and she then eats it, and he then says with this date, and she then eats that, the value of the date cannot be combined to arrive at the necessary pruta for the value of kedushin. Rava says this is only if he divides his statement by saying with this one and with this one, etc. However, he says be mekadoshes to me with these, and she then eats the date, she is mekadoshes because all the dates are already considered to be hers before she ate them. There's a brisa that says like Rava as well. The brisa says, if a man said to a woman, become a kedeshus to me with an acorn, with a pomegranate, and with a nut, or if he said to her, become a kedeshus to me with these, then if there's a pruta of value among them, all she's mekedeshus. If not, she's not mekedeshus. If he said to her, with this, and she took it and ate it, and then he said to her, with this, and she took it and ate it, etc., she's not mekedeshus unless one of the items was itself a pruta of value. Now, what's the case of this for brisa? The first case, what's the first case of the brisa? If the case is where he said, be mekadeshes with the acorn or the pomegranate or the nut, then since the word or divides them, we should not look at the combined value to see if there was a pruta. Rather, we have to say that the case where he said and instead of or, and the pomegranate and the nut, etc. If so, that's the same case as when he says with this one, with this one, with this one. So rather, it must be that he said with these, and we are to understand the second clause of the brisa as explaining the first clause of the brisa. That's referring to when he says with these. We see from this brisa that in the first case, there's no difference whether she ate them or left them there, as long as he said with these, we look at the combined value for a pruta. This is a proof to what Rava said. Rav and Shmuel had said that the last part of the Mishnah, where she ate the dates as they were given to her, was going on the first case of the Mishnah. The chiddush was that although she was eating the dates, and she therefore has a higher level of benefit, if the date's not worth a pruta, the kedushin is not a valid kedushin. According to them, we'll have to explain the brisa that the last part of the brisa that discusses the case of the woman eating the dates as they're given to her is following the view of Rebbe, who holds that we view these statements as divided statements and not one of with these. Based on this, the brisa at the end is again teaching that although she's eating it and having instant benefit, it's not worth a pruta. She is not, if it's not worth a pruta, she's not mekadesha. Rav said if someone's mekadesh a woman with a loan, the kedushin is invalid because a loan is given to be spent however the borrower desires, which means that the borrower is considered to be the owner of the money. Maybe we can say this is actually machlekes among tanoim. A brisa says if someone is mekadesh with a loan, the kedushin is invalid, but some say that it's valid. Presumably machlekes is tanakama holds that a loan may be spent in any way, whereas some say, the yeshayimim say, that the borrower may not spend the loan however he wants, has to instead invest it in a way that it's always available to be used to pay back the loan. Mar says no, this can't be the point of machlekes because the brisa says that all agree that the money of a loan can be used to make a kinyan on a piece of land from the borrower to the lender. If the Tanakhama holds that the loan is viewed as belonging to the borrower, how can that money be used as a kinyan from the lender to the borrower? Rav Nachman therefore said that Rav Huna explained the case of a loan for kedushin is totally different than thought. The cases where he told her to be mekadesh with him with a mana, and the mana he gave her was short one dinner. So he said, let that be a loan from you to me, and I'll pay it later. In that case, Tanakhama says that she will be embarrassed to collect on that loan, and therefore the kedushin is invalid. And the other Tana says that she will not be embarrassed, and therefore the kedushin is valid. Fekma, we learned that our beloved said if a man says be mekadeshes to me with a mana, and then he gives her only one dinner, the kedushin is valid, and he just has to pay the balance of the mana. Based on what we just said, the chayyur beloved is only saying a statement according to one shita, not all the shitas. Mara says it's different. When a man is missing only one dinner, she'll be embarrassed to collect. When the man is missing 99 dinners, she will not be embarrassed to collect, and therefore the kedushin in that case will be valid. Fekmar Brisa says, if a man tells a woman, be mekadeshes to me with the item that I had given to you for safekeeping, and she then went to get the item and discovered that it was lost or stolen, if there's a pruta of the item remaining, she is mekadeshes. If not, she's not. With regard to a loan, even if she does not have a pruta of the loan remaining, she's mekadeshes. Shimon and Elazar, in the name of a mayor, says, the case of the loan is considered to be the same as the case of the item left for safekeeping. Now, the only argue whether or not a pruta of the loan must be remaining. They both seem to agree that the loan can be used for kedushin. Rava said this brisa can't be used to ask a question because it's a mistake. With regard to the case of the object left for safekeeping, it can't be discussing where she accepted the responsibility if the object was lost or stolen, because then she would be obligated to pay for it, and it would be the same case as that of a loan. If the case is that she didn't accept responsibility, then why did the brisa use the case of a loan to contrast? It could have contrasted using the same case of the guarded object, only one in where she didn't accept responsibility and one where she did accept responsibility, and it's a case like a loan. Rather, we have to say the brisa should be read as saying, in the case of a loan, even if there's a pruta remaining, she's not mekadeshes. Rav Shmuel Elazar, name of a mayor, says the case of a loan is considered to be the same as the case of the item left for safekeeping. Therefore, if there's a pruta remaining, she's mekadeshes. What's the point of machlekes between Tanakhama and Rav Shmuel Elazar, name of a mayor, and the brisa? So Rav said machlekes is whether a loan that has not yet been spent is considered to belong to the lender, meaning he can still take the money back at this point, or maybe it already belongs to the borrower. Tanakhama says it's still it 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 belongs to the borrower, and that's why it cannot be used for kedushin from the lender. The Shemeshim Allah's in the name of Meir says that it's considered to belong to the lender still at this point in time. In fact, we find that Rav Huna says that if one borrows an axe, he's not koined it to be his for the period of borrowing until he actually uses the axe. So should we say this is actually dependent on the Malchus Tanaim and the Braisa? The Meir says no. With regard to an item as opposed to money, everyone would agree that since the actual item has to be returned, it's not considered to belong to the borrower until he uses it and begins the borrowing process. However, with regard to money, since the actual coins borrowed don't have to be returned, so that's where there is a machlekes over here. In that case, it will be machlekes. Maybe the halacha of Rav is machlekes among Tanaim and Braisa. Braisa says if a man says be mekadesh with me with the promise with this promissory note, or he's owed money by other people and he gives her the right to collect this money, or maybe says a kedushin is valid, the Chum says it's not valid. Now, what's the case of the promissory note? If it's from someone else who owes the money, that's essentially the same as the next case in the Braisa. We have to say that it's a promissory note for money that she owes him, and we see that the machlekes is whether a loan is valid kedushin. The Mar says no, the promissory note is actually from somebody else. The two cases of the Braisa are a case of an oral loan and a case of a written loan. And the machlekes anoyim is regarding both of these types of loan. Regarding the written loan, the machlekes is like the machlekes between the Rebbe and the Rabbanon, whether one can be koine a promissory note by simply handing it over to another person. Rebbe says she's koine simply by receiving the note, and Rabbanon says she's not koine, and therefore does not become a kedushas. They may also argue in a different halacha of Rapapa, who says that when a document is being transferred, the seller must write that he is transferring the document and all shibudim along with it, and this was not done in the Braisa. Meir doesn't hold a Rapapa, nor Rabbanon do. We could also say that they argue regarding the halacha of Shmuel, who says that if one sells his document, he still has the power to be Meichel alone. Meir does not hold like this, and therefore the document can be used for Kedushin. Or Rabbanon hold like Shmuel, and therefore it can't be used for Kedushin because the husband still has the power to render the document worthless. We could also say that they both hold like Shmuel and argue whether a woman believes that the man would be Meichel alone and hurt her financial interests. So is she Samech Das or not? Now, with regard to the oral loan, the Machlekes is regarding the halacha of Rav Huna in the name of Rav, who says that one may tell his debtor to pay a third party instead of giving him the money back. And if he does so with all three parties present, the third person is kind of the rights to the loan. That's the case in the Braisa. The Rabbanon say that Rav only said this halacha regarding an item given for safekeeping, and therefore the loan was never transferred to the woman and can't be used for kedushin. Rav Meir says halacha was said even for a loan, and therefore the loan was given to the woman, and she is mekadeshes.